Moncrief on News Talk.
Flying, obviously, pardon me, ain't great for the carbon footprint and probably won't be for a while yet. However, some progress is being made. One small airport in Surrey is now home to a fossil-free flying school. That's a lot of Fs. The planes are electric. Senior travel writer for The Telegraph, Greg Dickinson, took a trip on one. Afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon.
Could you start by describing the Pipistrel Velis Electro? It's quite a small craft, is it?
That's right. Yeah, it's a two-seater plane. So if you imagine, it's a kind of light aircraft, the kind that you might see flying at fairly low altitude over your house on a weekend day. It's got a small cockpit. It's got a propeller on the front of it. It feels like what you would expect from a small electric aircraft, basically.
Though from the outside, to the unaided eye, would it just look like any other small aircraft rather than that? There's something strange about that one.
Yeah, I'd say it would. I mean, it needs to accelerate along the runway in order to take off. So in that sense, it's a traditional aircraft, whereas you do get these electric aircraft, which almost make a vertical takeoff, like a helicopter. So yeah, to the outsider looking in, you probably wouldn't know that it's an electric plane.
And when you're inside, in terms of the controls, are there, rather like an electric car, are there less controls?
Yeah, there are. I mean, it feels a bit like you're in a Tesla or an electric car. So you've got a screen which shows you the battery life of the plane, which is, you know, reassuring at takeoff, but becomes slightly unnerving when you see it slowly going down during the flight. Because obviously, when you're in a combustion engine aircraft, you can't see how much fuel you've got. Whereas in this, you know, as a passenger, you have a very good idea of how much juice is left in there. But it's only, I think the pilot said, it's 4 or 5 buttons to go from a standing still to being in the air. So it's a really simple process. It's a lot more stripped back than a traditional aircraft.
And like a car, is it quieter than a plane?
It is, yeah. I believe that the Velis Electro, the average kind of noise emissions is 60 decibels, whereas in a kind of classic Cessna plane, for example, that can be as much as 100 decibels. So I noticed, I mean, it's not like I'm constantly going up in light aircraft, but I really did feel like it was quieter than you'd expect from a combustion engine plane. And it was smoother as well going along the runway. I mean, it felt like, it did feel like you were in an electric car rather than a plane.
And given that these craft are being used to give flying lessons, if there are less controls, does it still qualify someone to use a fuel-using plane?
Yeah, so they won't do their entire qualification in the electric aircraft, but they'll use it in order to practice maneuvers, for example, or to go through certain, you know, emergency situations that they need to practice going through their pilot training. I can't remember the exact, I think it may be around 3/4 of their training could be executed in the electric aircraft. But then they obviously need to also do longer journeys. The electric plane can only fly for an hour max. So they'll have to do 3 or 4 hour flights in order to get their qualification. And that would have to be done in a traditional combustion engine aircraft.
How long does it take to charge them up?
It takes an hour to fully charge it up. But this flight school that I went and checked out, they've got a policy where they never run the battery completely down. They always land it with about 1/3 of the battery power left. So on average, I think it takes them about 30 to 40 minutes to charge up the battery.
And I assume there's a limit on how big an electric plane can get at the moment because of the size of the battery.
Yeah, you're right there. The energy density of a battery that goes in a plane, you simply can't carry as much energy in that compared to fossil fuel, where you could fly, obviously, enormous lengths. So there are thoughts that the electric planes could be used for, let's say, 10 or 20 seat regional flights in the next 10 to 20 years. You know, we might see private jets, for example, turning electric. That's not beyond the realms of imagination. But I think that the jury's still out as to whether we're ever going to be able to fly to New York from Dublin or London, for example, on a fully electric aircraft. But there are some companies like Airbus who are investing in hybrid engines, which will have a combination of combustion and electric.
Okay, and so would it be the case that a lot of aircraft manufacturers are doing work into this?
Yeah. So before the pandemic, there were some conferences. Uber held a few conferences called Uber Elevate, where they were showcasing one of these new electric aircrafts. It was a vertical takeoff one. It looks very futuristic. And because Uber was throwing a bit of money into this, loads of investors suddenly thought, oh, maybe we need to be building electric aircraft too. I mean, I believe there's around 500 manufacturers who are currently either developing or have developed electric aircraft. So we're definitely at a stage now where this is quite a cool solution to the aviation sustainability problem. And a lot of companies are quite excited by it. But obviously, there's the more kind of prosaic and potentially more realistic solution, which is going to be finding more sustainable fuels, such as sustainable aviation fuel or maybe even hydrogen or methane. So, yeah, there's loads of different areas of technological development here.
Yeah, and at the moment, though, the Pipistrel is the only one, as I understand it, licensed to fly in the UK. Will there be other companies applying for a similar license?
There certainly will, yeah. It's up to the CAA, the Civil Aviation Authority, to grant those licenses. And you're right, it is the only one at the moment. But I think we can certainly expect to see more in the future. And the Pipistrel has actually just been granted, it's been certified for flight in the United States as well by the FAA.
And so as a reaction to that, are airstrips, or airports, I should say, are many of them, especially ones that cater for small aircraft, are they putting in charging points now?
They are, yeah. In the UK, there's more than a dozen. And you're right, it's normally at these kind of light aircraft airstrips. And they install these charging points, which are similar to an electric car charging point, basically. So some of them have got these as permanent fixtures. The airport that I went to, called Fair Oaks in Surrey, they had a portable one, which you can plug the plane into. They're quite small.